It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
I was driving with my 92-year-old mother home the other night when an amazing statement came out of her mouth. Out of the blue, she made a very profound comment that really struck me as important, maybe even life-changing. It certainly was for me. In one sentence, she summed up her view of her life and gave me a glimpse of how she sees the world. Suddenly, I realized how she has remained so resilient through the ups and downs of her long, long life. So, in this year's holiday message, I thought I would share a little bit of Grandma Betty Smolin's wisdom with the hope that if you spend some time instilling her attitude in your children, they'll have lives that are happier and possibly make them more resilient to the inevitable ups and downs they will experience all during their lives. I hope you'll think that her message was as important as I did. With that said, let's get into Holiday Message 2016. What is it that Grandma Betty revealed late at night driving home that struck me as so profound? We were talking about family get-togethers as we drove along and an upcoming family holiday reunion when she came out with this gem. Quote, "Paul, you know there are not enough hours in the day for me to give thanks for all the blessings I have." End of quote. Wow. Think about what that statement involves. First, it is a very humble view of oneself, recognizing that much of what we get in life has nothing to do with us, but is simply a product of good fortune. Secondly, it embodies a sense of gratitude for everyday, ordinary things, since my mother has never been famous or well-known in any way. She has never won the lottery or achieved extraordinary notoriety or wealth. No, she's been a mom who had four children, all who landed on their feet as adults. And thirdly, she perceives these mundane, everyday good fortunes as so great that she can't be thankful enough. There are just not enough hours in the day to say thanks. She is overwhelmed with gratitude. Grandma Betty seems to embody the true spirit of what it means to be humble and grateful. What my mother doesn't recognize is that her good fortunes are simply a return of the kindness she showed others during her life. Well, let me tell you a little about my mother to put all this in context. She was born in 1924, just after the horrible tragedy of World War I and right before the Great Depression. Her only sibling died suddenly of scarlet fever when my mother was 3 years old. Her parents never owned a home or went to college. My mother married at 19, and her new husband immediately enlisted in the Marines and went off to war to fight in World War II. Fortunate for me, he survived the combat. And after the war came four children, a failed business, serious family health problems, and many years of economic insecurity. Stability finally came during middle age years until her husband died of cancer. She became a widower at 60. Through it all, my mother remained optimistic and positive, continuously volunteering to help others most of her adult life, finding fulfillment while living a simple life. I'm convinced that her optimistic attitude about the future and her sense of gratitude for everything sustained her happiness throughout her now 92 years. Rather than dwelling on her misfortunes or things she doesn't have, my mother feels that there aren't enough hours in the day to express her gratitude for all that she has. I find that attitude amazing. So here's my holiday wish for you and your children. This holiday season, take a few minutes to stop and encourage your children to be grateful for family, for good health, for friendships, for educational opportunities, at the successes of those around them, and really any good fortune that they experience. I think you will find that by doing so throughout their childhood, it will point their life compasses in the right direction and make them much more resilient when misfortune does come their way. Well, thank you for joining me for this special edition of Portable Practical Pediatrics. I love doing a holiday message. I would love to hear you chime in with your thoughts and suggestions of how to improve the lives of your children. Blogs are all about conversation and sharing, so take a moment to let others know what you're thinking. You can do this on iTunes as a review or on my blog at www.docsmo.com. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping you can teach your brood a little about gratitude. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.